Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers. Number 10. Sowing Beside All Waters. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Strive to excel in the practice of the word of God. This is the only lawful strife. Practice God's word. Eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. God is to be glorified in us. Please read the 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians. This I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. This is the work of the Lord. When God's people follow his directions on this point, the glory of the Lord shall be their reward. Who will act on Bible principles, taking the word of God as their counselor? There is a great work to be done. The world will not be converted by the gift of tongues or by the working of miracles, but by preaching Christ crucified. The Holy Spirit must be allowed to work. God has placed instrumentalities in our hands, and we must use every one of them to do his will and way. As believers, we are privileged to act a part in forwarding the truth for this time. As far as possible, we are to employ the means and agencies that God has given us to introduce the truth into new localities. Churches must be built to accommodate the people of God, that they may stand as centers of light, shining amid the darkness of the world. We must sow beside all waters, keeping our souls in the love of God, working while it is day, and using the means the Lord has given us to do whatever duty comes next. Whatever our hands find to do so, we are to do it with cheerfulness. Whatever sacrifice we are called upon to make, we are to make it cheerfully. As we sow beside all waters, we shall realize that he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Do not draw back after once the Holy Spirit has awakened in your mind a sense of duty. Act on the suggestion, for it was prompted by the Lord. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. It means much to sow beside all waters. It means a continual imparting of gifts and offerings. God will furnish facilities so that that faithful steward of his entrusted means shall be supplied with a sufficiency in all things and be enabled to abound to every good work. Thank the Lord, the subject of beneficence has been made very clear and plain. As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. The seed sown with full, liberal hand is taken charge of by the Lord. He who ministers seed to the sower gives his worker that which enables him to cooperate with the giver of the seed by sowing the seed. Man is the Lord's co-laborer. The seed sown, acts of liberality, is first given by the Lord, and in sowing, in supplying the necessities of those who are in need, man returns to the Lord his own. The Lord supplies a sufficiency for this work, that his servants may continue ministering to those that are needy. This seed sowing is not merely bestowing temporal blessings. It embraces the precious seed of truth, which is to be given to those that are in need of spiritual enlightenment. They are to be fed with spiritual food, even the bread of life. Words of comfort must be spoken to them. They must be given the invitation to the gospel feast. Both temporal and spiritual liberality is included in this lesson of seed sowing. When God's instrumentalities sow the good seed by distributing to others the temporal blessings God has given them, gratitude and thanksgiving to God are awakened in the hearts of the receivers. They are relieved. Their temporal wants are supplied, and the evidence of the love and sympathy of others awakens in their hearts a feeling of thanksgiving to God and opens the way whereby the seeds of truth may be sown. And God, who ministers seed to the sower, will cause the seed sown to germinate and spring up unto life eternal. God gave his only begotten Son to bear the guilt of the world, that all who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is an assurance that everything is provided to enable us to be overcomers. We may be enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God, whiles, by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. This work God would have us do. Christ's example must be followed by those who claim to be his children. Relieve the physical necessities of your fellow men, and their gratitude will break down the barriers and enable you to reach their hearts. Consider this matter earnestly. As churches, you have had an opportunity to work as laborers together with God. Had you obeyed the word of God, had you entered upon this work, you would have been blessed and encouraged, and would have obtained a rich experience. You would have found yourselves, as the human agencies of God, earnestly advocating a scheme of saving, of restoration, of salvation. This scheme would not be fixed, but progressive, moving on from grace to grace and from strength to strength. Mrs. E. G. White.